deal with them as far as I can. So from what I understand from the report I've got, is that you think some of your criminal record is incorrect?
It's not that just part of my criminal record is incorrect. Six cases have been agreed by the courts that that was incorrect. And ACRO has told me themselves that they can see issues, but I have to contact the police force that issues it, because the courts ain't the one that updates ACRO. They ain't the ones, it's the police that are doing this.
Do you know which specific ones, are you talking about ones where you've...
The whole. If you go to horrificcorruption.com, yeah, I've just updated a section in the website today on the homepage just now for everyone, and you can go straight to that there, and you can see the plea dates or offence dates. You can click on that. You can see my printouts from when the if I request from ACRO my records, I've got copies of that now under PNC printer under my pleas or not in the homepage of Horrific Corruption. And what you find is in ACRO there's 63 arrests by the police, and those 63 arrests, 50 of them I've won every single case of them, no further actions, and every single one of those 50 I've been on bail conditions all of my life. Like there's only 2 years I think in my life where I've been allowed out since I was an adolescent, but I've won every single case. Now I knew me and my mum.
You got found not guilty in court
every single time. I've won every single case. The last case that Usop managed to actually get on me was in 2009 for a pair of trainers from a festival. I got in trouble for them.
Yeah.
That's the worst that you've got on me. And in 14, Usop have done all of this to me and my missus and the rest of it.
So the only conviction you've got is for those trainers?
No, I had that conviction, and on my record back in 97, there was like, out of the 68 arrests, there was 30...
You're going back a bit now, 97.
Yeah, because that's when my criminal record starts here. But if you look at my criminal record, it says, you on the ACRO, there's 68 arrests. Out of those 68, let's say 50 of them are no further actions, and I've won them all. So I've got the right to write to ACRO and delete them. But on the rest of it, there's 10 that should be say on there. But when you have done a printout in 2012, that printout should only have the plea date in it and the offence, and the plea date, not the offence date, and it should have the court conviction, in the printout. So in the printout, there's 31 convictions for some reason. So we went to the courts at Lordship Lane, and Lordship Lane have gave us emails telling us 100% that six of those summon cases were never heard in those courts in those days, and are definitely fraudulent by the police that have done that, because they couldn't have submitted them themselves. So they've gave me all the correspondence for six of the 31 being fraudulent. Now in the printout itself, if you look at my PNC printout, which has just the convictions in it, it says theft by finding, all capital words. Then it will say the line below, on without a full stop, the 26th of the 5th, plea not known. So by reading that, you'd think theft by finding on the so-and-so is the offence date, But it's not really the offence date. It should have a full stop here, and it should say on the so-and-so, plea not known. Now, when you look at theft, theft is a much shorter word, offence, than theft by finding.
Yeah.
So when you look through...
Should we keep this simple? If you can specify which ones that are on your record...
The whole lot are. Every single one of them on there is fraudulent. If you go to Horrific Corruption, and you go to... Like now,
we're not allowed on their websites from...
I've been told, I've got recordings of the staff now telling me that you're allowed onto the website, but the computer...
It will block me trying to get out of...
If you go to horrificcorruption.com, then if you just scroll down into
what's it called?
Horrificcorruption.com. If you scroll down on it, you'll see the case files and the letter that's going to Sir Stamina in regards to being a monitoring officer, in regards to what the police force have done. But under section one, it says plea dates or offence dates and ACRO tell calls. Now I phoned ACRO yesterday, and ACRO have told me that I have to contact Uslot, that they can't do nothing about this. This is wrong for Uslot to keep contacting the doctors to get out of this, because Uslot I've got all of the correspondence from the doctors, and the doctors have
gave... What the doctors got?
Because every single time that me and my mum have complained to yous lot, yous have gone behind our back and wrote to the doctors and asked the doctors to come to my address and do an assessment on me without ever meeting me, and so has the council. And you've filed two forged possession orders, two forged injunction orders. I've won all of these in courts over the last 5 years. 9 driving bans that I've just had overturned and won in all the courts. And because every time we're complaining, yous are writing to the doctors. So now the doctors, we put a subject access request into their computers and they gave us all their release notes, the same into your police computers. We put 3 into the police computers and got all of my personal data, and the same to the NHS. Now I've put them all to...
you obviously know that. You can do a subject access request.
I've done that already. I've got everything out of the computer systems. Now you can only see your notes, the police notes, and the PNC notes, and the ACRO notes. Now the doctors can only see their Rio notes, and now I've got all of them, put them into a diary format. Now I can see the police talking to the doctors behind our back when we send them in, saying we need to take Simon out and stuff, that freelance talking, because they didn't realise we was going to strip the computers. Now the council and the police were talking for yonks and all that in the notes. They've had to put notes in there saying none of yous are allowed to talk anymore in my records, that there's been a breach into my personal data of us finding stuff and all the rest of it. I've got all the correspondence here. I need an emergency meeting to be held in regards to what's been allowed to happen and what I can prove. I'm afraid of walking in my own hometown ever again because of police gross misconduct and the extent that yous have been allowed to go to.
Well, okay. I need specifics. It's pointless.
The specifics are...
So you could, if you said sort of like, I don't know, on the 1st of January 1997, I was supposedly convicted of theft.
Okay, this is why I can do that straight away for you now, yeah. I can say to you, give me 1 second just to open the file up now, so that I can just open it up. In my ACRA report, let's just go to my plea dates here, offence dates, open up the file. Every single offence inside of my criminal record was no further actioned, yeah, basically, more or less in my criminal record, yeah. All the arrests that yous have done, I've won them, because Michael Carroll was going to be a civil solicitor when I met him. So when he met me as a child in 97, he needed my friend database, yeah, and so he trained to become a criminal solicitor. When he trained to become a criminal solicitor, all the old cops and that, you all gave me rules that I need to follow. I become his work experience, his Project X, while he trained. So you sort of pull me 7-8 times a week, but I'd always get no further actions. Then Michael got Josephine Ward, and he trained her, and I was her Project X. So I got an extensive record, but it's all no further actions. Now at the end of my record, yeah, in for some reason a police officer's done a printout in 2012 to bring to court of just the convictions, and there was 31 convictions. My mum got a hold of that. She went to Lordship Lane, where all the summons are, and she spoke to them, and they've agreed out of those 31, 6 of them have definitely been put in by police and not by the courts, and that they're fake and those cases were never heard. The correspondence are in my website and the emails proving that. Yeah, we've got the
right,
we was allowed down into the court registries. Now what I'm saying that's even worse is because of mine was all no further actions, under the retention of data, ACRO deletes no further action. So all of my criminal record got deleted apart from these 6 fraudulent things and maybe 4 other things.
So there's 6. So the 6, that's right, I need specifics. So 6 convictions
that the courts have agreed are definitely fraudulent.
And then roughly when?
And
from the 90s.
They're from 1997. Yeah, 1997. Give me 1 second just to open up the ACRA report, because I can do it on the computer straight away if you had access. I'm not allowed to. I have to open it up with Word and the rest of it, which is a bit of. They're going to take. Can't you send a police officer or someone around to actually just overview the case and see what I'm actually saying?
I'm going to have to take some advice on this. You obviously need someone to look through your criminal history.
Yeah, what I can actually prove is the 31. When my mum contended the 6 convictions, she got the letters off the court, so she sent that to ACRO and to the police, showing you that the 6 cases were fraudulent. So now what someone's done there.
This is a little bit more, because normally I deal with, like, someone hit me or whatever, stuff like that, but this is quite complicated. So let me go and make some phone calls, because obviously this, I can't solve this. I can't look at your convictions and then contact the court, etc., etc. There must be a process where people can say, hang on a second, my criminal record is incorrect and these are the reasons why, and then you email it in and you get an email chain, so you know who's dealing with it, and eventually it's rectified to a point where you're happy, or at least
all the 31 convictions on my criminal record have been frauded. There ain't a criminal conviction in my record that isn't fraudulent. Yeah.
So how many convictions have you got on your record? 31.
If you in a printout that you have done, there's 31 for some reason, and six of them.
They're all fraudulent.
Every single one of them can be proved to be fraudulently put into the police computer systems, and the way that they can.
You said it was just six convictions.
It started off with six that my mum had found, and we both contended that there was more, but we could prove through the courts that there was six, yeah? So then, because you wouldn't listen to me...
You're not getting confused with it, I mean, obviously, like, you know...
No, if you can get to the website and you can... I've spoke to the courts, I've got them in recording, I've got Acro on recording yesterday, and I've got everyone agreeing with me that you are the only ones that update Acro, the police force are, and that all the no further actions, I could write to Acro and they're telling me they will delete them right now, yeah? But they're saying they can't delete the court convictions, only you can, yeah? They're saying that there's so many no further actions, that's my proof of harassment, why would I ask them to delete that? So now I need to send you all the no further actions, on top of the no further actions, I need to send to you the 30, my PNC printout with the 31 convictions, the six of them in that my mum can prove from the court of fate, then every single one of them that's in that 31 printout can be proved that are fraudulently being put into the Acro system, yeah? And the way that they can be proved to be fraudulent is for the way that they're typed. When you print out my PNC criminal record...
Well, man, that's not proof. The proof is that there'll be a court hearing, and, you know, if you go to court tomorrow, then you sit down in front of a magistrate.
And the courts agree with it.
Obviously, the courts have their own systems of recording stuff, and then it's just like, if you get found guilty, shoplifting, you get... found guilty and it gets updated.
I understand the system very, very, very well. I understand it backwards.
I think you might understand it more than me, but...
Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, you can get access to my website through a computer system, which there must be through the Metropolitan Police Force, a system that you can get onto horrificcorruption.com, and then you look at my actual website, you'll see what all the fraud that the police have done in the ASBO. There's over 200 telephone calls of me phoning up the police yourselves, and them not realising that I'm recording the conversations again. You're a black bastard, excuse my friend, you've been robbed, there's nothing you can do about the ASBO. I've transcribed all of these recordings up. Out of the 200 recordings that I made over a set period of time, and the subject access were customer mum done, most of them recordings the cop has never realised, and they're going, oh, there's nothing you can do about it. All those recordings are live online now, and I'm just finishing, and I'm about to publish this website out to everyone. I hope that you get a hold of it before I actually do that, and let the rest of the public see what I can actually prove here. I think you need, as a state of an alert, you need to get into that website with whoever it is and get to the bottom of what I'm saying. Get into the homepage, and in the bottom of the homepage.
Listen, that's not my job to do that. But listen, I'm gonna make some phone calls and find out what people do when they think there's some inaccuracies on the criminal record.
It's down to the police force that issued it to rectify the issue.
Yeah, well, I'm going to find out what that process is. Obviously, you've come up with, not six convictions, 31, start from 1997, which you think are incorrect on your criminal record.
Yeah, they were all added maliciously into my Acro report, and I can prove that 1,000,000%, and the way I can prove that is when you print out a PNC printout of my convictions only, it says, say for conviction one, taking a motor vehicle. Now that would all be in capital words, and you would expect it to have a full stop. Then on the next line, it will say in capital words on the date, yeah, like the 24th of the 1st, 1997. Now, when you read that, if you can see everything in capitals with on in the second line down, you can't abbreviate whether that is the offence date or the plea date. But anyone that understands your systems will understand when you print a court conviction printer, it will only show the plea dates and the court convictions.
Now, I get the general gist of it. Obviously, I've got a lot of complaints.
I spoke to the courts and everyone never all agreed that I'm right.
Okay, I've got the general gist of it. I need to speak to some other people, and then I will send you an update via text with what to do next.
I'll appreciate that, thank you. And who am I actually speaking to?
That's Sergeant Simpson.
Sergeant Simpson. Yep. Attached to what, Edmonton Police Station?
Edmonton, that's right, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
have a good day. Thank you, bye.